This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. United Farm Workers just elected its first female president. The UFW says Teresa Romero will be the first Latina and immigrant woman to lead a national union. The now iconic Cesar Chavez started the group in the 1960s to advocate for farm laborers. Over the decades, UFW has called for better conditions for the agricultural workers who pick fruits and vegetables on farms, primarily in the American West. Teresa Romero steps into her new role in December. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Kimberly. Good morning.
Good morning. You're only the third person to lead this organization. First, Cesar Chavez, who led a grape boycott in the 1960s to advocate for better conditions. Then his son-in-law, Arturo Rodriguez. You start at the end of the year. What are the top issues of your focus?
My number one issue right now is immigration reform. It is affecting the agricultural industry tremendously. In last year, we passed here in California, overtime for farm workers after 8 hours. And this is something that we're going to be working at the national level.
There are also some nuts and bolts issues, things like automation and low union membership across the country. How do you plan to keep United Farm Workers relevant in the future?
You know, automation is sometimes seen as a negative. But as we meet with growers, we have learned that automation is something that they're trying to bring into the farms to improve the work and the production. It's not necessarily, you cannot replace farm workers to produce our food. And when it comes to membership, you know, we don't measure our membership just by how many members we have, but how many people we impact. When we passed in California, the heat illness protection and overtime, it did not only affect our members, it affected every single farm worker in California.
Last year, the union was hit with a $1 million judgment brought by organizers who said they were underpaid. How is that and the repercussions affecting the organization?
Well, you know, unfortunately, the judge made a decision that we 100% disagree with. Organizers are exempt employees, and we believe that everybody needs to be paid fairly, and we do that.
As you get started, do you anticipate spending more time sort of navigating Washington politics or more grassroots organizing?
You know, our main focus are the farm workers. And I actually have been the last 2-3 weeks spending a lot of time with farm workers, listening to them, understanding, you know, what it is they would like to see. Every victory that we have had in our organization has been because of the leadership of our members. And we definitely want to continue to do that.
Teresa Romero is the newly elected president of the United Farm Workers. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me, Kimberly.